Maybe the debate about the Affordable Health Care Act, and if you're calling it Obamacare, stop. It's not about politics, but memory. So much anger about a mechanism to help the uninsured. Really? People on the Supreme Court steps praying? For what exactly? The freedom to return to a system that almost everyone hated 14 milliseconds before the bill was approved by Congress? Please. Ask any parent who tried to find or keep coverage for their diabetic children how much freedom there was in that system. Okay, but this isn't about insurance. It's about America. So what happened to us? And maybe to understand what went wrong in this country, you have to remember what went right. For decades, there was a promise of the common good, a common wealth, not the money, but of America itself. To find it, maybe you have to go back to when parents and grandparents and uncles and aunts walked across Poland to get to a place where they could get on a boat and arrive at Ellis Island with a proverbial dime in their pocket. A time in America when people got off subways with their lunch in a bag and went to the City University of New York. When the WPA hired mathematicians and poets to teach. When millions took advantage of the GI Bill. When interstate highways made it possible to make a living driving a truck. When student loans and food stamps made it possible for med students to buy frozen pizza. When Social Security allowed a cab driver who had worked for 40 years, 11 hours a day, 6 days a week, to retire to Boca Raton, Florida, and drive around in a blue Volkswagen. My family, my life was based in New York and Brooklyn, and later on, a town much like where the Arnolds lived in the Wonder Years. Actually, I think it was that town. But you didn't have to see the Statue of Liberty at daybreak to be a part of that America. You could have found it in Tennessee Williams, New Orleans, or Baxter Black's New Mexico, or Joan Didion's California, or Billy and Tracy Letts' Oklahoma. My grandparents, who bought that 69 Volkswagen when they were in their 60s, their first car, probably would have loved Branson as much as they loved Coney Island. This was our shared DNA, that we were in this together. And even if it wasn't always efficient or equitable, and whoever said societies and cultures and people were good at that, it worked. For the most part, it worked. We, this nation, subsidized each other's lives, from the free tuition at colleges on the Upper East Side of Manhattan to the hamburger that didn't kill a five-year-old because a government inspector discovered a mad cow in the middle of Nebraska, to the traffic lights in Chelsea, Oklahoma, to the pacemakers in the chests of our grandparents. It worked. It was an incredible investment the country made in us. We made in ourselves, we made in each other, even though none of it made a profit. Maybe we should remember that, too.